We're in Simen Reish Mem. We're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing from Beis through Hay. Lo yishta odam bakos zev, yitin eina bakos acher. One should not be with one wife and think of another one. Vafilu shtei anashav, even though they're both his own wives. So this is before Chayim Derabbeinu Gershom, or for those that didn't have the Chayim Derabbeinu Gershom. So he's got two wives. He should not be thinking of one while he's with the other. Siv Gimel. What is that? These that are called Mordim Vaposhimbi, Bnei Anusa. Bnei Anusa means even if just right now she happens to be upset and doesn't feel like it, and the husband is pressuring her, she's considered an Anusa. And therefore he's got to make sure to make up with her first so that she shouldn't be angry. Bnei Snua means at the time there's animosity, even if they argue at some other point, but at least at this time not. Bnei Nidui, if one of them is in Cherem. Bnei Tmura, meaning that he thought it was one of his wives and really it was the other. So this is different than the previous Sif. There, he knew exactly which wife of his this was. It was just that he's thinking of the other one. Here, he actually didn't know who it was. Bnei Moredes. A Moredes is a woman that really doesn't, she says she doesn't want. She wants to stay away from her husband. She's declared herself not wanting to be with her husband. Bnei Shichrus, where either one of them is drunk. Mishtabura says that here we would not go by saying a revius yayin apostles, but it's got to be really that they can't think straight. Bnei Grushas Halev, he's made a decision to divorce her. Bnei Irbuvia. Bnei Irbuvia, this is the case of Sif Beis, where the Irbuvia means in his thoughts, he's thinking of a different one, or thinking of another woman altogether. And Bnei Chatzufa is one that is open, who openly, verbally says that she's interested. What she's supposed to do, we saw, was she's supposed to act in a way that makes it clear that she's interested in her husband, rather than actually saying it verbally. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that although it's not one of the Bnei Teisha Midas, but it's also something that's not right, and that is when the woman is asleep. Siv Dalet. Osur lihistakel ba'oso makom. It is also to look at oso makom, at the makom erva of a woman. This is in one's own wife when she is tahar. Shekol ha'mistakel sham ein lo boshes panim. Because anyone that looks there apparently has no shame. Va'over al vahatznei aleches, and he's breaking vahatznei aleches, which says that you should have a sense of shame. Umaver habusha me'al panav, and he is actively getting rid of his sense of busha. Shekol ha'mizbayishen echote, because people that have busha are embarrassed of themselves to do averis. Dichsivu varti yirasu al panechem zo habusha levilti secheto. The pasuk says that yirasu al panechem, which prevents someone from doing an avera, that means busha. Va'o dekamagara yetzahara benafshe. He's actually inviting the yetzahara. V'kol shkein hanoshik sham she'overal kol eila. Va'o she'overal bal teshaktzuas nafshel sechem. The rabbanan make this. The rabbanan can consider this something that is objectively disgusting. So it's included in bal teshaktzu. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it says that someone who's mistakel b'oso makom, so the children could chalila be blind. Sifhe, hulamata vihila mala, zo derech azus. That is considered derech azus on his part. It is considered an azpanim. Shimshu shnehem keechad zu derech ikesh. Whereas if they're both in the same place, and that is derech ikesh, that is considered a fool.